You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. The government shutdown is over, but it could be only a few months from now that we see more intense debate about how to deal with the nation's deficit. In a recent New York Times op-ed piece, columnist Thomas Friedman notes that short of an economic meltdown, there's only one thing that might produce meaningful change on that front, a mass movement for tax, spending, and entitlement reform led by today's young people. Jeffrey Canada, president of New York's Harlem Children's Zone, has been touring college campuses speaking to students about this issue, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thrilled to be here.
Thank you so much for coming on with us today. You know, Thomas Friedman quotes you in his column saying the current spending on your generation, you're 61 years old, if it continues unabated, will erase any chance your children will have the safety net of social, education, and health services that they'll need. Why do you think the country can't take care of current and future generations?
Well, you know what? The evidence, when you look at what we're currently spending and what is projected to grow to, is clear and unambiguous. The debt is going to grow, and I'm not one of those folks who says, you know, we should eliminate entitlements. I believe in Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare. I've spent my life fighting to make sure poor children have real opportunity. But this is an issue of equity. We should not be spending money today that essentially we're borrowing from our children and our grandchildren.
So what's the solution?
Well, I think that we think the solution is that this next generation, that kids who are college age who will end up paying huge amounts of money to support us and then will not reap the benefits either in the NIH grants that help fuel innovation in this country and their own Social Security and ability to sort of have quality health care, that generation has to make this an issue, and they have to demand that we look at current expenditures as they impact their generation, and we have to argue for equity and fairness.
I guess it comes down to what you define as fair. I mean, you hear politicians on the trail and in speeches saying, you know, we need to protect programs like Social Security so we don't end up balancing the budget on the backs of seniors. But when you crunch the numbers, you know, there won't be a lot left for future generations. So who should take the priority, the generation that currently benefits from programs like Social Security or the generation that could be left with nothing?
I'm not saying for folks who are struggling seniors who need their Social Security checks to live. There are a lot of folks who have a lot of money who simply don't need Social Security, and we can't even begin to have a conversation around means testing for that group. So I think that this is, you know, a political folly, an economic folly, and it's unfair to this next generation.
And what are you asking younger people to do to address this situation?
Well, we want them to organize. If you look over the history since I was a kid in the 60s, the elderly, which were really poor, we've reduced poverty for that group, and that's tremendous. We should celebrate it, and we've done a good job. But children who were poor are still as poor as they ever were, and there's something just not fair about that. And the question is, we want our political leadership to understand that young people are going to vote based on whether or not there's an equitable system in place. And we think that's the only hope.
And Mr. Canada, I have to ask you, could you see this issue prompting you to run for public office?
You know, I'm in enough trouble with, I think, the teachers' unions and now the AARP. So I'm trying to avoid being in trouble with the politicians, too, so that there's no political future for Jeff Canada. I'm going to just work on behalf of poor children.
Jeffrey Canada is the president of the Harlem Children's Zone. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's really my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.